There are new allegations this evening about Donald Trump's embattled longtime lawyer, Michael Cohen. Cohen and a shell company he set up accepted hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of payments. That is according to a document released by another attorney, Michael Avenatti, who is suing Trump and Cohen on behalf of the porn actress Stormy Daniels. Avenatti is raising questions about the sources of the money that Cohen has acknowledged paying Stormy Daniels, including whether those sources lead back to Russia. This is a complex story, and joining us to try to walk us through all this is NPR's justice correspondent Ryan Lucas.
Hello.
Hello. So super complex story. Let's start on solid ground with what we know, what we can confirm, and we'll kind of walk forward together from there. Michael Avenatti, as we mentioned, is the lawyer for Stormy Daniels, and remind us, she needs a lawyer because...
So Michael Cohen paid Stormy Daniels $130,000 to agree not to talk about the relationship that she says she had with President Trump around a decade ago.
This is the hush money, and President Trump has denied any kind of sexual relationship with
her.
Okay, go on.
Exactly. And so there was a non-disclosure agreement. Stormy and her lawyer, Michael Avenatti, are suing to get out of that agreement. Trump has acknowledged that Michael Cohen represented him and made the $130,000 payment. What Avenatti is saying is maybe Trump didn't, that maybe the money came from another source, potentially a Russian oligarch with ties to the Kremlin.
Which is kind of a giant bomb to drop into the middle of all of this. What evidence is Avenatti putting forward to support this claim?
Well, he didn't put forward any evidence per se. What he did is release a report, an executive summary about the material that he says he has. We haven't seen any of the underlying material, so we don't know what he is basing these conclusions on.
Okay.
Obviously, a very explosive claim. There is, of course, a rather large investigation that's going on right now being conducted by Special Counsel Robert Mueller into potential ties between the Trump campaign and Russia. So obviously, if a Russian billionaire was indeed making payments to Trump's attorney in 2017, there could be a perfectly innocent and legal explanation for it. It could be very questionable and very nefarious. We don't know. That's what we're going to have to find out and determine as time goes on.
Okay, you just started walking toward my next question, which is, I know you've been making calls today. Have you been able to find anything that stands up or shoots down Avenatti's claims?
Well, the claims that he makes are not solely related to the Russian oligarch and a company connected to him. He also says that companies, a number of which have names that you would recognize, also have been hiring and paying Cohen through the shell company that he set up to pay Stormy Daniels. First, we've heard from Columbus Nova, which is a private equity firm that is linked to this Russian oligarch. It says that, yes, it did pay Cohen, but it doesn't have the payments were not related to anything related to Russia or anything improper. It was about real estate consulting. We've also heard from AT&T, which said it hired Cohen early in 2017 in what sounds like sort of a lobbying relationship. What the company said was it was one of several firms that it engaged to provide insights into understanding the new administration. We've also heard from a big pharmaceutical giant, Novartis.
Mm-hmm.
It said that any agreements that it had have expired.
And real quick, what's Michael Cohen saying?
Michael Cohen, I contacted his lawyer or attempted to several times, and we have not heard back.
All right. So a lot more questions than answers. Dots we're trying to connect, including the president's longtime lawyer and fixer, Michael Cohen, this alleged $500,000 payment, Stormy Daniels and her lawyer, Michael Avenatti, and maybe a Russian billionaire. NPR's Ryan Lucas trying to sort through all those threads. Come back when you know more. Thank you.
Will do. Thanks.